Good Freedom Friday. It is time for the 101 with Dr. B. I am Dr. B. You know what to do. Bring your amazing, anointed, blessed self on in this room. Yes, I am. I'm talking to you. I know you don't feel like it, but it doesn't mean you're not blessed. It doesn't mean you're not anointed. It doesn't mean you're not God's chosen, elite son and daughter. Life circumstances happen. I know they do. And sometimes we can feel overwhelmed. Sometimes we can forget who we are. But nonetheless, we are still who God says that we are. So I am speaking to you, not your carnality, not your feelings, not your emotion, but I am speaking and charging your spirit man to come forth, to arise and come forth in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. I want you to know you have not been forgotten. You have not been forsaken. God loves you. God is walking with you. God is carrying you. So bring your amazing, anointed, blessed self on in this room. Yes, never lose focus of who you are, even when life is happening, even when life is lifening. I know it's hard. I know it can be challenging. But God would never allow us to go through anything that we cannot handle. That in the midst of the process of what we find ourselves in, we have to take a step back. And we have to breathe. We have to exhale and remember God's promises. He said he'll never put more on us than we can handle. We are built for a lot of things. It just means that we're not used to being challenged. We don't want to be challenged, to be honest. We don't want to be broken. We don't want to be purged. We don't want to be stretched, because we know with the stretching and the breaking, it comes pain. It comes with uncomfortability. It comes with an uneasy feeling, because you're being stretched, because we are being challenged, because we are changing. And anytime changing takes place, or change takes place, it hurts. My God, it hurts. You know, if we could speak to a butterfly and ask the butterfly that when he was going through his transformation from being a caterpillar to becoming a beautiful butterfly, it would tell you, if it could speak to us, the butterfly would tell us that it was hard, that many times they wanted to give up, or it wanted to give up. Transformation brings about change. Transformation brings about change. And as we grow closer to God, God reveals more of us about us. God reveals more of us about us, the things that needs to change as we grow closer to him. So guess what? It begins to start feeling like, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? Why do I feel emotional? Why do I feel overwhelmed? Why? The more we draw closer to the Lord, the more we have to change, because we are becoming like him. And to become like him, we have to die to our carnality. We have to die to our flesh. So on today is Friday, August the 8th, 2025. We know 8 is new beginnings. So we got double 8s going on today. And the number 5 means grace. So we got 08-08-2025. I just want to encourage us on today. Life is lifing. It really is. Life is challenging. It really is. But I want to talk today, to encourage us today, that joy is. Joy is your portion. Joy is your strength. God sees and God knows that as you are growing in life, as you are changing in life, as you are becoming in life, it hurts. Because the carnality, the carnal man of us is dying. The carnal man of us is being stretched. The carnal man of us is being pruned. The carnal man of us is being broken. So when we are growing, it's a great thing, but it doesn't feel good. Hello, my beautiful Celestia. How are you? Yes, it's new beginnings. So as we are growing, it doesn't feel good whatsoever. But the things we got to think about, what we petition God for, when we have petitioned God for blessings, when we have petitioned God to become more like him, when we petition God that we want to grow, when we petition God to say, I'm after your heartbeat, we have to change. We have to become. Yes, we do. So on today, I want to encourage us on August the 8th, 2025, that joy is your portion. Yeah, joy, not happiness. See, many of us in the body of Christ, we focus more on happiness versus the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is what? Our strength. Okay. Whoops, camera turned around. Okay, here we go. There we go. So as I was stating, many times we confuse happiness with joy. Happiness and joy is not the same thing. Happiness or being happy is external. It's based on things happening for us, things that we receive. It's an external feeling. It's an external blessing, okay? But joy is internal. Joy is transformation. Joy is peace. Joy is strength. So it comes from within, whereas happiness comes from things on the outside. So if I bless you with a gift, or if you get a promotion, or you get a new job, it causes an emotion of happiness. But that emotion will dissipate. That emotion will simmer down. Why? Because the situation that caused the happiness begins to dissipate, even though you still got the new job, or you might have a new house, or you might have a new car. But those emotions that are tied with the motions, sorry about that, the motions that are tied with the blessing of the external, it dissipates. But joy comes from on the inside. So when we have joy, it comes from God. Joy is the peace of God. Joy is the strength that comes from God. Joy is one of the fruit, is a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is having relationship with God. So in other words, even when we don't get the new house, or we get the car, or we get a new promotion or a new job, we still can have joy, because joy is not based on circumstances. Joy is not based on what you can do for me. Joy is not based on something happening to me or for me, but joy is happening on the inside of me. My God. Ah! Joy causes something to happen on the inside of you, which is transformation, which means change is taking place. That means we are becoming like Christ. So we can have joy in the midst of the storm. We can have joy in the midst of lack. We can have joy in the midst of the in-between blessings, because we know joy comes from the source, our source, the one who provides all things for us, not based on a temporary blessing, but it comes from within, knowing that the joy of the Lord is my strength, as Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah was going through some stuff. Nehemiah was talked about. Nehemiah had a lot of opposition against him, because God gave Nehemiah an order to rebuild the wall, but he had his haters hating on him. But Nehemiah found himself saying, regardless of his haters, regardless of those who's causing opposition, regardless of those who's talking about him, that he was going forth in his purpose. See, purpose brings about joy. When we are walking in purpose, we are walking in joy. Joy of the Lord is your strength, not circumstances on the outside. So what am I trying to say to us today? What I'm trying to say is this, that though life is lifing, though things are happening, we have to understand who our source is. We have to draw closer to the Lord, especially in this day and hour, because there is so much that is going on and taking place in the world. Many people are saying God is on his way back. We already know God was on his way back. We know that. But many people are saying, what is God saying? My thing is, God is saying what he's always saying. He's not a man that he changes his mind. We are to love the Lord thy God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our mind. We are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We are to walk in humility. We have to walk in forgiveness. We have to walk in servitude. We have to obey what God's rules and his precepts is for our lives. It's the fact of it is the world has gotten, people in the world has gotten so far away from God. We are saying, God is not saying something new that he hasn't already said. He's already spoken. He said his word shall go forth to accomplish. So in this world, what's going on, we still have to have joy in the midst of the challenges. We still must have joy in the midst of the tribulations. We must still have joy because we understand that our joy is not happiness, but our joy is our strength. The joy is from a place of gratitude, regardless of what's going on. You can have a spirit of gratitude to say, God, I thank you. God, I'm honored that you blessed me with a job, with my provisions every day, or with provisions every day. Might not have everything I need or everything that I might want, but God, I thank you for my daily bread. God, I thank you for covering and protection. God, I thank you. Joy is choosing to be grateful. Joy is choosing to see God in the midst of the challenges. Joy is a spirit of gladness that, no, I'm not glad about what I'm going through, but I can have gladness because of the God that's on the inside of me. I can have gladness because I know that it's not going to always be like this. I can have gladness because I know that all things are working for my good. I can have gladness because the Bible tells me, though weeping may endure for a night, but joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy is coming in the morning light because he is my anchor. He is my way maker. He is my covering. He is my protector. So in the midst of the storms and in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the challenges, you have to understand you belong to God. And because you belong to him, you're going to have to go through some things. You got to be transformed. You got to go through some changes. But even in the midst of the transformation and the changes, you got to hold on to the joy, the one who's carrying you through the storm, the one who's rocking you, the one who's providing for you, the one who knows the plans for you, the one who's making a way out of no way, the one who's causing your enemies to be your footstool. You have to know that the joy of the Lord, it is your strength, regardless of what life is saying, regardless of what you are going through. Joy of the Lord is your strength, not happiness. Get rid of happiness. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He knows what's best for you. And in walking with God and being servants of God and children of God, we must understand, in order to be like God or to become like Christ or to have the mind in Christ, we got to pass through some things. But in the midst of passing through the things, we have to understand we're not passing through them by ourselves. And not only are we not passing through them by ourselves, we're passing through them with purpose. We're passing through them with the assurance of knowing that God is with us, knowing that God is working it for our good, knowing that it's not going to always be like this, knowing that he is your strength, knowing he is your way maker, knowing he is your provider, knowing he is your healer, knowing he is your lifter, knowing that he fights for you, knowing that everything you need is in him and him alone. So the joy of the Lord is your strength, not your job. It brings happiness, not your provisions. God can have you wherever he wants you to be, but you got to have joy regardless of life circumstances. So for those of you who are struggling with depression, for those of you who are feeling overwhelmed, for those of you who are feeling you just can't get ahead, or when is it ever gonna change, or I'm just tired, Oh, I come and I speak to your spirit man today, not your carnality, but I speak to your spirit man in the name of Jesus. And I charge your spirit woman, your spirit man to arise out of that place of self-pity, to arise out of that place of depression, to arise out of loneliness, to arise out of brokenness, to arise out of self-sabotage, to arise in speaking negativity to yourself, arise in saying you're never going to make it, you're not good enough. I challenge you today, and I come and I speak to your spirit man, that your spirit man, that you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if God be for you, nothing and no one can be against you. You have to understand that it's times in life that we have to be refined in the fire. There's times in life, there's a pruning that has to take place. There are times in life, there's a stripping that must take place. There are times in life that God would break us. It's not for us to become bitter, but for us to become better. It's not for us to become hateful, but for us to become more loving. Not for us to become unforgiving, but for us to render a spirit of forgiveness. God is a gracious God. He's a loving God. He's our Father. He's our Daddy. He's our Creator. He knows everything about us. So allow the joy of the Lord, your relationship with God, to be rekindled. Allow your relationship with a God, draw closer to him, not farther away from him. Draw closer to him. Your joy is the state of you being, even in the midst of the storms, even in the midst of the challenges, even in the midst of not being assured. But one thing you can be sure of is this: he will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. One thing you can be assured of is this: that if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that means you belong to the Father, and the Father always takes care of his children. One thing you can be assured of this, that God is going before you. It might not feel like it because you can't see it, and it's not about what you can see. It's about what you must believe, who God is. Who is God to you? Who is God in this season to you? But you got to understand your joy comes from inner, not from external, not based on what you're going through, not because of what do you get a job promotion. No, that's happiness. But I want to challenge you on today that regroup, refocus, and tap into the joy that's on the inside of you. Because if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that means joy is in you, because he is joy. And when you tap into him, surrender and trust him for his will and his purpose for your life. And remember to be grateful, to be thankful, to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. When we think about the word joy, J-O-Y, J-O-Y, when we think about that word joy, the acronym for joy, J is for Jesus. The O is for others. The Y is for yourself. It reminds me of the scripture when the Lord says, the Lord thy God, with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your might. Then he says what? Love others as you love what? Yourself. Jesus, others, and then yourself. And if you got yourself before God, you are way out of order. Jesus is first. And we have a mandate and a commission that we are to serve, that we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Yes, we are. We are to love others. We are to forgive others. Yes. You can't put your emotions in a place and say, well, you don't understand, or da, da, da. You offend people too. You hurt people too. Put it in right position. Jesus, others, and then yourself. Having the joy of the Lord causes us to have to deny ourselves. See, it's not happiness. It's not happenstance. Happenstance is based on something that makes your emotions feel better or makes your emotions feel good. But God is not calling your emotions to heaven. God is not calling your emotions to follow him. God is calling your spirit man to come alive, your spirit man to become stronger, your spirit man to get up and arise and be the man and the woman of God that he's called you to be. He's not speaking to your carnality. He's calling your spirit man to arise. And on today, I call your spirit man to arise and know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. To know that the joy of the Lord is a fruit of the Spirit. To know that the joy of the Lord is your portion. To know that the joy of the Lord has already gone before you. To know that the joy of the Lord is your keeper. To know that the joy of the Lord is your way maker. Stand up and allow the joy of the Lord to be who he needs to be on the inside of you. It's not about happiness. It's about joy. Staying connected to your source. Believing your source. Trusting your source. And your source and your strength come from the one who created you. The one who died for you. That he loved you so much that he gave Jesus to die just for you. That's how special you are. Never allow the spirit of depression or the spirit of suicide or the spirit to say you're not good enough, you're not loved, you're not smart enough. The devil is a lie and the truth is not in him. You are who God says you are. You are passing through the waters. As Isaiah 42 tells us, you are passing through it. Don't you dare drown in the waters. He said, when you pass through the waters, and in that through, you don't know what you're going to encounter, but whatever you encounter, know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. He said, when you pass through the fires, the fire will not. Hear what he says. God said it will not. It's going to get hot. Yes. You're going to feel like you are being consumed, but you're not. When you pass through the fire shall not burn you, because the Lord your God is your strength. He's your shield. He's your covering. He's your protector. He's your provider. He's your joy. He carries you. You are special. He's called you by your name. You belong to him. So arise out of self-pity and know you are worth it, that you are loved, and that the joy, the sweet joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy is not the absence of chaos. Joy is still in the midst of chaos. We can have joy in the lean years. We can have joy in our lack because of who we are in him. And most important, who he is in us. Happy Freedom Friday. I pray this encourage you. I pray this break the chains off of your mind and that it brings you out of a spirit of depression, out of a spirit of heaviness, and that it shifts your mind to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You are not alone. You are lovable. You are enough. And you are good enough. Hold on to the joy of the Lord. Hold it tight. Because he's holding you tight. Shift your mindset. Shift your mindset. And know how special you are. And how loved you are. And how much you are needed. Remember, protect your ear gates. Protect your mouth gates. Protect your eye gates. I can assure you those gates are very important. Because what we entertain, what we look at, And what we allow come out of our mouth will impact how we view ourselves, whether we walk in the will of God, whether we trust and believe God. Because when we are feeding garbage or allowing garbage to be fed into our souls and our spirit, we regurgitate and give out garbage. So it's very important that you don't entertain anything or anyone. Know your value. Know how important you are to protect your joy, to protect your peace, to protect your inheritance, to protect. Sometimes you gotta cut people off. Sometimes you gotta say no. You gotta understand you can be only as strong and as good for other people that as you are for your own self. Show up for you. And when you show up for you, you can show up for others. But know that the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. You got this. You can make it. You can face and overcome any challenges. Because as long as God is with you, He's more than anything or anyone against you. So get your beautiful, bold, amazing anointed self up. And go on about and having an amazing God-blessed day. Because you're worth it. Because the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. On them dark days, when the heaviness come and depression come trying to knock, remind yourself, the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. Regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what you're going through, know, joy is a choice. You can choose joy, or you can choose to be heavy. You can choose to be defeated. But my prayer and my hope is that you choose to walk in the authority and the boldness and the anointing that God has placed on your life and on the inside of you, that you know your worth. Thank you so much for joining me today. Having an amazing God bless Friday and a wonderful weekend to come. Stay spiritually strong. Take care of yourself. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Why? Because you're worth it. Yeah, you are worth it. Have a great day and a great weekend. I see you next week. Have a great one. Thanks. Bye-bye.